Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good evening. This is Brother Aaron, and we just thank you, for tuning in tonight for DTW Ministries. We're excited, as always, on what the Lord is doing, and how he's moving in our lives. God is a good God, and when I think about the goodness of God, and all that he's doing for me, not just all that he's done, but all that he's doing, God is ever present, he's ever blessing. He is just ever alive in our hearts, and we thank God. I wanted to play a song for you guys, and just, hallelujah, Smoky Norfolk, even in my weak days, I still have God, and I recognize that I have God, hallelujah. Not just do I have God, but God has me, my God, hallelujah. We thank God for his goodness. Now, let's pray, as always, as we open up and pray. God, we do thank you, and we bless you. Bless you for your goodness, for your mercy, and your grace, even as we come tonight, God, to share a word, and just to share our experience with you, with the people of God. We pray, God, that you would give us a word that would convict and save, that would heal and deliver, that will call every backslider, that will strengthen every believer in Jesus' name, that would destroy every yoke by your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you, God bless you. And like I said, the last time we were on our broadcast, is that the Lord has just been dealing with us as far as sanctification, as far as holiness. We know that his righteousness is on us. We know that we've been made righteous by the blood of the Lamb, but the prospect, or I would even say the progress of sanctification in our lives moves from faith to faith. We move every round a little higher. We go from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from rank to rank, and from faith to faith. Not that we will just walk in blindness all the time just by faith, but Paul said it this way: I know in whom I have believe, my God, hallelujah, because our faith is taking us through an experience. We're moving by faith. Romans 5 says that we're moving and we're living this thing by faith, but faith, hallelujah, bringeth hope. Hey, Connie, how you doing? And hope experience, and experience hope, and hope makes not ashamed, because the blood of Jesus is shed abroad in our hearts. We're moving in faith, but hallelujah, not just faith to believing, but faith to knowing who God is. Do you know God tonight? Hallelujah. We're learning more and more about him every day, how to be just like him. I was just listening to a little clip from my brother Ron, that God is moving in sanctification for us, that we may know him. Remember, as a reminder, the Bible tells us that the children of Israel knew his works. They knew the acts of God. But it says that Moses knew his ways. Moses knew God. There's a difference, because we can know God for the gifts. We can know God. Hey, Aunt Stephanie. We can know God for the things that he does. We can know God for the miracles. We can know God, hallelujah, for the services. We can know God through his anointing. But do we know him, hallelujah, through his acts, through his holiness, through the process of prayer? Do we know him? And are we getting to know him? Remember, and I'm going to remind you, I believe from now until Jesus comes, that many will say in that day, didn't we do this in your name? This is going to be my mantra. God, it's not the acts. It's not the works. It's not the gifts. God, I want the fruit. I want the presence of the Spirit of God in my life. I want the attributes of God working in my life. I want God himself working in my life. Didn't we do all these things in your name? And listen to what the word says. He says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. We knew his works. We knew church service. We knew grandeur. We knew those things that opened eyes. We knew those things where people said, he's a man, she's a woman of God. We knew those things, but did not know him. And not even, and worse than that, were not known of him. Not just that we didn't know him, but he didn't know who we were. You see, it's one thing that someone, you don't know you, but then you know about them. You know them, but they don't know anything about you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Hey, man, how you doing, Deidre? I never knew you. My God, what a tragedy to grow up in church. What a tragedy to sing on the choir. What a tragedy to be involved in ministry, yet never know God. We're going to come out of Jeremiah 29 today. We're talking about Jeremiah, because Jeremiah was a young man. Jeremiah was about 15, 17 years old when he was called of God to be a prophet. And we know that Jeremiah was also called and known as the weeping prophet. You know, he served really through four kings. Josiah, who was the last of the good kings or the godly kings during Jeremiah's stay as the prophet over Israel. But then they had three kings that were godless, that caused the children of God, the family of God, the house of God, the nation of Israel to backslide and turn away from God. So as we have a prophet, turning people, kings that were turning the people of God away, I can't even say it in my mind because I'm beginning to understand as a young man that we fellowship with. And when he's talking, he often begins to weep. And I'm beginning to understand the heart of a young man when he begins to come and you come to God and you believe that things are going to be peachy. You believe that things are turning for the good. But then you begin to see the wickedness of mankind. You begin to see even children 5, 6, 7 years old lying to their parents. And it begins to break your heart. Because even as you would try to teach them, you see that most often adults or those that are older than them laugh at the tendencies of wickedness, which reinforces them to be even more wicked. So by the time they're teenagers, they're professional liars. They're professional sinners. By the time they get to an age of accountability, they're not just, we know we were all born in iniquity. We are all born in sin. We understand that. But when you begin to move into the things of God by prayer and studying, and you begin and look for the best in people, but all you see oftentimes is the worst. It continues to break your heart. And if you're not careful as a young prophet, if you're not careful as a young woman of God, if you're not careful as a child of God, you'll become disillusioned and distant from people. But in the job and the office of a prophet, that was often the case. That was often the case. They were often away from people because of the wickedness, because of the service. You know, when prophets came in, they said, hey, what you coming for? The king would ask you, yo, you here for good? You here to tell me something right? Or you here, is it time for judgment? Because our lives and the lives of the children of Israel, they knew didn't measure up. So when they saw the man of God coming, they knew it was usually for something that was wrong. It was because of correction. The word had to come. Some more instruction had to come. Some more that was toward the things of God to get them back to a place in God. Let me read. I wrote down this expected end. Let me read Jeremiah 29:11. I'm going to read out the King James and portion out of the NIV. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Listen, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In the NIV, it says, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. The plight of Jeremiah in that time was that there were false prophets that were out in Israel. And in the midst of Israel's wickedness, the false prophets were saying, it's okay. You're still in good standing. The false prophets were saying, peace, peace. and there was no peace. And the Bible says that it put Israel at ease because they were adhering and listening to the prophecies of these prophets that were prophesying lies. And it made, when I thought of it and read that, it made me think about the times of where people feel in this time that they can do anything they want to do because God loves you. I want you to understand God loves you. God loves you, and he's extended his love through the blood of his son. My God, God loves you, and he extended his love through the preaching of the gospel. God loves you, and he warned us and told us this is what will happen if we don't do what he's asking of us to do. He's asking, he's demanding, he's commanding us to do certain things. Why? Why? Because remember in the Gospels it says that those that came, Christ said that those that came before me would be accounted as thieves and robbers. And he was talking about those prophets that came that took away from the flock, that misled the sheep, those that went, came in and grabbed the people that were for the body of Christ, that were for the family of God, and led them into another belief system, led them into another faith. And he said he called them thieves and robbers. Why? And I've said this often, because they gained to something that was only for the children. Listen, God is a God of faith. When God says in the Bible that he that cometh to me must first believe that I am, and that I'm a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, there's no stipulation on your belief on Christ, just that God is. And a lot of us, a lot of people have come to a belief system that gained them access into the blessings and benefit of knowing God. Listen, we have so many religions that are steeped in truth. And we can't take away the fact that people are gaining access. And I'm going to get in trouble about gaining access where it says all roads lead to God. But when the end result comes that the answer is still the same, depart ye that work iniquity, I never knew you, because there's only one way that's ordained of God. He can't call you a thief if you didn't steal. He can't call you a robber if you didn't break in. But because people are gaining access by illegal means, God is not a liar. So if he says you can gain it by faith, you can gain it by faith. The problem is your faith in the one that's called? Is your faith in Jesus the Christ? Is your faith in the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? No man comes to the Father, listen, but by me. There is a God that we have, and Jeremiah was steeped in a time that people were at ease in Zion because of a false word, because of a false religion, because of a false belief system, because of a false security. And he still had to preach the word. He still had to be consistent. He still had to come and talk to the people of God and say, listen, yeah, and Jeremiah, again known as the weeping prophet, he was very disillusioned. When you're in a place where it seems that people are against you, and you know and believe you're doing right, but everything else goes a different way, you sometimes begin to question. And Jeremiah found himself in a dilemma, and God had to remind him, look, before you were called, before you were born, before you were formed in the belly of your mom, I knew you, I called you, and I ordained you. And in chapter 29, he said, listen, I know what I think towards you. And I want somebody to hear that. You might be discouraged. People might have turned their back. Family might have turned their back. Loved ones might have turned their back on you. But God said, listen, I know the thoughts I think toward you. In the King James, it says, saith the Lord, know the thoughts that I think. You can't listen to what people say. You can't listen to what people believe. You have to know and believe and trust what God says about you. And he said, listen, thoughts of peace and not of evil. My God, hallelujah. The devil might be trying to tell you that you don't deserve good. The things you messed up too much. You went astray too many times. You've done too many things, and you don't deserve anything good. But the Bible says, God said, I know the thoughts I have towards you. He didn't say that they were limited. He didn't say that they stopped. He didn't say that he cut them off because you were disobedient. But he said, thoughts of peace. And not of evil. Sometimes our actions, sometimes we just reap what we've sown, and we have to go through the process of reaping what we've sown. We have to go through the process of what the bad mistakes, the bad decisions that we've made. But as you go through the process, you have to go through the process with a thought and a mindset of thanksgiving, because you still have a God that thinks good of you. Thoughts of peace. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has an expectation for us. Now, it's not just heaven. We're going to heaven, and I'm mighty glad. But there's an expectation for the plan of God. In the NIV, it says this way, plans to prosper you and not harm you. It's not God's will that we should perish. Remember, it says in the gospel, fear not, little flock, for it is their Father's good pleasure. What God desires of us, what God desires for us, is to give us the kingdom. It's to give us the kingdom. We get afraid often of what happens in life, but I'm so glad that it doesn't happen to life, my God, because life is living. Life is alive. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We have things that happen in life, but it can't happen to life. And if we stay connected to life, things may happen, but in him, hallelujah. Things may happen in life, but in him, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. In him do we live. In him do we move, and in him do we have our being. Jeremiah was a young man weeping because he saw the plight of the sin of the children of Israel, where it was taking them, their track away from God. They're sliding away, they're backsliding, and the desire to be rectified, their desire to be their desire to be justified in a wrong standing. Have you ever recognized someone who wanted to be right when they knew that they were wrong? They already knew what was written. They already knew what was expected, but they wanted to be right in what they wanted to do because they felt or believed. They didn't believe. They knew what they were doing was wrong. But they didn't want to change it. They wanted the law to change. They wanted God to change. They wanted what's written to change, to accommodate what their error was. Instead of correcting the error, they wanted to be justified in their error, my God, by a holy God. Hallelujah. I believe it right in front of our own eyes, Stephanie. Hallelujah. What would you truly attempt? I asked this question on Saturday. What would you truly attempt if you knew you could not fail? But there's a portion to the Christian life that a lot of us never get into because it comes dressed up in coveralls and work boots, and it disguises itself as work. And I'm not saying we have to work, hallelujah, for salvation, but when you become saved, when you want the move of God, when you want the things of God, there is something that you will do, and it's called work. We often miss it because we're still looking for the pandemonium. We're still looking for, you know, things that happen in the heavens, things that happen in the clouds, things that happen mystically. When God is saying, apply it to your life. Just apply what my word says. We're worrying about walking and being spiritual. And being spiritual is not spooky. Being spiritual is obedience. And walking in that obedience to what the word of God says. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So if you want to know how to walk in the spirit, look and see what Jesus said and walk in it. Walk in the spirit is easy when you apply what he says. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? But by giving heed according to the word of God. And this expectation is not our expectation. Don't get it twisted thinking that because we have it in our mind, God is there to meet our expectations. No, God wants us to meet his expectations. My God, hallelujah, to bring us to that expected end. I feel like I'm done already. We have so many authors, doctors, lawyers, teachers, preachers, physicians, neurologists, all types of professions, clerical, technical. You know, we have the next cure for cancer on Facebook, on social media, preaching, teaching, just browsing, whoever you may be. You have to come forth. Child of God, you have to come forth. You have to stop talking about the book and write it. I need to put up three hands for that. You have to stop talking about the song and sing it. You have to stop talking about the sermon and preach it. You have to do those things that God put in you because, listen, the graveyard is filling up every day with dreams that were never fulfilled. The graveyard is filling up every day, hallelujah, with books that weren't authored, books that weren't written, books that people took up in their head and never put on paper. I challenge you, DTW Ministries, Reverend Aaron Williams, I challenge you to begin to write, to begin to sing. You worry about how you sound? Don't worry about how you sound. God knew how you sound, but yet he still put music in you. You got to understand, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. The song might not be for you, but you got to sing it. The song might not be for your ear, but you got to write it. The book may not do anything for you, but you got to get it out of you and put it on paper. The sermon has to be heard. The cure has to be discovered. It is coming from the children of God. It's coming from those that are moving into the things of God. He's calling you today. Even as Jeremiah called and was reminded of the presence of God in his life, thoughts of good and not of evil, to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. God called you for his own purposes, and that thing is hidden in him, in Christ Jesus. You want access to it, you have to dive in. You got to go. That's one thing I remember when I was at the recreation center on 26th Street in Philadelphia. Everybody was in the pool. A couple of the guys was down where we couldn't swim was. But then one of our friends came, and he just ran and dived in the deep end. Now, he was only like this tall to me, so I said to myself, well, I didn't know anything about water and really not swimming, but I figured if he can do it, I know I can do it. Look how small he is. And I jumped in that pool and began to sink. I went down one time, and I came up. I felt my hand go out in the air, but my head never got above the water. And I was going down again, and somebody grabbed me by the hand and pulled me to the side. I looked up, it was the lifeguard. He told me to go back down the shallow end of the pool. But I wasn't afraid to jump in the deep end. Some of us don't move because we're afraid. We're afraid that we'll fail. But let me remind you, God put that in you. And he's telling you, before I called you forth, before you were formed in the womb of your mom's belly, even before the earth was, you were found in him, my God. We were found in him, even before the foundation of the world. And now at this time, January 24th, 2023, he's calling you forth to release in the earth what he put in you. My God, we can't stand around like the one servant with the one talent that buried it. Remember the response? He said, Lord, I knew that you were a hard man, and you reaped where you didn't sow, and you gathered where you didn't scatter. And I knew you was hard, and I was afraid that I would lose your talent, so I buried it. I challenge you to open that napkin, unbury that talent, and put it out. We got, listen, I released a CD in 2016. And I just seen that it was going to sell millions of copies. I went and released it and had a release party, and my pastor let me release it at my church. I might have sold altogether since 2016, maybe 300 CDs, maybe. And that's being generous. I had more people at the church asking me to give them one for free than that wanted to buy it. And listen, I'm not the best singer, so I didn't really worry about it. But I was happy because I got it out of me. And when I got it out of me, the Lord gave me more. Amen. God is calling you to release. I'm not responsible. Yeah, people told me I need to do this. I need to do more promotion. I need to go here and go travel there, take my CD. I don't feel led to do all. I don't feel led to do all that. But I believe that what God showed me is going to happen. I believe it. So my expectation is still selling millions of CDs, selling millions of songs that I've written. You know, and he's given us so much. Some of you are movie writers, screenwriters. Whatever you are, do it to the glory of God. Let's pray. God, we do again. Thank you and bless you. We thank you for this time and the expectation that you put in our spirit. God, we thank you for those that have tuned in and the responses that we've had on the comments, God, from friends, from family. We just pray, God, that as this word has gone out, we thank you that it will not fall on deaf ears, but it will accomplish what you sent it out to do, and it will prosper in that thing that you sent it. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for those that may, you know, you understand and realize the life of the church, the life of the nation of Israel. And the thing that makes it so tragic for me is that when the king was right, I don't see stories, and I know it was people that still followed after God, but most of the stories that are exalted in the word, the king was wrong and the whole nation turned away. That just bothers me to no end. The king did wrong. The king did wickedly. The king didn't follow after the things of God. And then the whole nation didn't follow after the things of God. Then they put in a good king. The good king came in and turned the people and the hearts of the people back to God. We are kings and priests unto him, so that we don't have to follow after a man. We thank God for our pastors, and we pray that God helps us to live a life that would be so pleasing that when they witness to God about us, it's a good witness. When they testify of God about us, it's a good testimony. We don't want to burden our pastors. They have enough to carry. But if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, I thought I'd be here about 40 minutes, about 30 minutes, it's good. If you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, or If you did and have repented before, but you felt and feel that your heart is not holy toward God like it used to be, and you want that relationship back, I'm going to say a prayer of repentance that I want you to repeat after me. And as you repent and after you say this prayer, I want you to begin to put boots and action to your faith. What does that mean, Brother Aaron? That means that you got to start praying and reading that Bible every day, and not just religiously, not just to get it out of the way, but to absorb it. I begin to pray this month. You know, we say our prayers all the time before we, dear Lord, make us truly thankful for this food we're about to receive, for the nourishment of my body, in Jesus' name, amen. I've been saying that for as long as I can remember. But I begin to pray that same prayer when I'm getting into the word. Dear Lord, make me truly thankful for this word, for this food that I'm about to receive. Bless it for the nourishment of my spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, because I'm eating. I'm going to eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christians got to eat. But I want you to say this prayer and mean it, and God will do exactly what you ask him to do. After that, I'm going to pray again for you. And those that repeat this prayer and they're seeing this video, and then Brother Rob is going to come up with some announcements, then I'm going to come back, you know, once he's done with the closing announcements and the last word. So say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sins and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save my soul and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ask it in Jesus' name and to his glory. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and become Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me pray for you. God, I do thank you for each and every one that's repeated that prayer. God, even as we do repent, as we always do, God, we pray, God, that you would cleanse us afresh. Everyone that said that prayer, God, out of a pure heart, God, out of a right conscience, out of a space of repentance, that they want to be in right standing with you. God, I pray that you would wash them clean in the name of Jesus. For you said that they confess with their mouth you, the Lord Jesus, and believe in their heart that God had raised them from the dead, that they would be saved. For you said, for with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God, they believe in their heart. You know, God, they've confessed with their mouth. So right now, God, they're born again. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray that you find a church home that you can go to that preaches and teaches the word of God. And along those lines, Brother Rob is going to come and give you some information on how to correspond and fellowship with Purpose Kingdom, you know, and possibly give you some information of some neighborhood churches in your area that you can go to. Bless you. Rob, you are. All right, we guess, I don't know, we lost Rob, or am I still on? Am I got the speaker on? So we'll wait till Rob comes, and when Rob does come with the information. But for those that are in the Philadelphia area, you know, the Deliverance Evangelistic Church in 2001 West Lehigh Avenue, that's in North Philly. You know, if you're up in the Mount Airy section, you do have, you know, Bishop Eric Lambert up there in Wincoat, right above Shelton Ham and Ogot's, about a block, two blocks off. If you're in Logan, you have Pastor Clement Lupton right there, Broughton, Belfield. You know, we have churches and fellowship churches and just men and women that we know down here in the Northeast. We do have Triumphant Faith right there at, what is that, Rising Sun and Fisher, Rising Sun and Table Road, you know, and I don't know the address. I'm going to have to get that for the next time for Reverend Solomon's, Jennifer and James Church. That's also on Rising Sun Avenue. We have so many churches, you know, and preachers and teachers and pastors that we can definitely direct you to in the Philadelphia area. You know, if you're in Augusta, we have Deliverance Evangelist Church of Augusta. You know, that's the old way in Augusta. We have Deliverance Evangelist Church in Atlanta with Pastor Krause. You know, we got Pastor Miles in Augusta. So, and if you're in that area, we just ask that you look those churches up. We do have Deliverance Evangelist Church over in Wayland, Weldon, up in North Carolina. You know, and we're just branching out in Detroit. You know, if you're in the UK or India, you know, we have some Deliverance Evangelist churches and fellowships all in those areas. You know, so we'll reach out to see if Rob is there yet. If Rob's there, to come on in, Rob, with the announcements and some more information. But as long as he's not in yet, I told him I'd be 40 minutes, so I guess I'd be 40 minutes. He had a minute to take a step out. But we thank God. We thank God, you know, for you guys. You know, I'm encouraged when I read the word and how I believe the Lord is speaking to me. You know, and everyone can see, I mean, with all the conspiracy theories and with all the things that are coming up and people are turning away from God with all this new, old information that's been old, you know, I'm in Hampton, Georgia, you know, it's about 20 minutes south of Atlanta, you know, so, but we thank God. For all of you that are tuning in and that continue to tune in and that comment on it and that post it on your timeline so other people, you know, that I might not know that may be able to see this video. So, again, we'll make another call out. It's Rob, it's there, Rob, you know, to come on in for the announcements. You know, we'll do that every so often. Hopefully he'll be back within the next few minutes. You know, I don't like extending just to fill space, you know, with fillers, you know, and I definitely don't want to just start again. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited to be saved. This is an exciting time. You know, this is an exciting time to be saved. This is an exciting time to see, you know, and witness the move of God, not just personally in our lives, but in the lives of those that are hearing the gospel, that are responding, that are getting saved, you know, that are witnessing to their loved ones, you know, that lives are being turned around, you know, transformed, you know, lives are still being, people still being delivered. You know, people still being set free by the power of God through the preaching of the gospel. You know, so we thank God, you know, again, for you that are tuned in and that have tuned in. You know, again, I'll make a call out for Rob if you're on the line. You know, we're waiting for you for the announcements. You know, you can come on in at any time and make the announcements for Purpose Kingdom and for the broadcast in the future. You know, our next time that we'll be here, it's the day of the 24th, so our next broadcast will be February the 7th. You know, our next broadcast will be February the 7th, you know, when DTW will come back on the air. You know, and I thank God for just being, you know, allowed to be a preacher, for just being allowed to carry the gospel, you know, for just being allowed to be a child of God. You know, it's an awesome place to feel the love of God in your life, you know, to feel the love of God when you wake up, you know, to feel the presence of God, you know, when you think in your mind, you know what, it's prayer time, and you feel the presence of God, like, whoa, calling you, saying, yes, come on. So I'm just enjoying myself in God. You know, it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge, but I'm enjoying my walk. My God, hallelujah. So, Rob, if you're there again, You know, if you're there again, Rob can come on with the announcements and any other information for Purpose Kingdom. But as long as he's not responding yet, or at least I'm not hearing it, I got the speaker on, I got the volume up. I don't know if it's going on that I can't hear if he's saying anything. So I'll keep, you know, about every 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe he'll come back in pretty soon. So other than that, saints of God, I want you to be encouraged in the Lord. When I'm talking to you guys about writing your book, you know, I'm talking to me. I'm talking about writing those songs. I'm talking to me. You know, I'm not just preaching to you, but these are the things that I'm having to live out. You know, the things that I'm having to live out because God is saying, listen, I put it in you. Bring it out. I put it in you. Now you got to bring it out. You know, so, and I thank God that he's bringing it out of me now. You know, I think I would have made my life shipwrecked if he had brought it out, or I had brought it out earlier. You know, but I thank God. And maybe not. But from my track record, you know, and the things that I've seen in my life, I'm glad God is in control and not me. You know, so again, we make the call out for Rob. If you're there, we're waiting on you for the announcements and information for Purpose Kingdom and future broadcasts if you're online. So other than that, I might end up having to just, you know, give the benediction, you know, and keep it moving. Before we do that, I'm looking over here at some notes I got, but I have so many things about business, you know, and it's like I came down here. Yeah, I already knew I was coming down and I was going to do business when I got here. I just did not expect some things to move as fast as they have. And God is good. God looking out for your boy. You know, if things happen as far as business, as far as jobs and work, you know, and just having the opportunity. You know, I have a meeting tomorrow, so keep me in prayer. I have a meeting tomorrow with contracting as far as a franchise owning for my own business. You know, and I've talked to the guy. You know, we've already, you know, touched base on how to start and some things I need to do and some information I need to have, but we've already done that. You know, hey, Van, bless you, man. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for sharing. You know, Van always posts my stuff, so we appreciate, you know, we appreciate it. Again, I guess if Rob, I appreciate the prayers, man. I guess if Rob is not there, you know, I'm not going to hold up the line just to talk. You know, I don't really like that. I want to get in, say what I got to say, and get out the way. You know, so right now I got 8:43. I'm going to call him again, you know, through the speaker one more time at 8:45. Gave him the 8:45. If he doesn't come on the line when I call him that time, then we'll go ahead and close out in prayer. You know, and then again, maybe, you know, after prayer, I might even try to call him, you know, see if he's on the line then again. And 8:45, am I getting a text message from somebody? I don't know. Let me find out what's going on. Nope. Just my phone messing up. So we're on the line. But other than that, I want you to be encouraged. You know, don't allow life to shut your mouth. Don't allow life to stop you. Don't allow what comes up in life to stop you from living life. You got to do it. And the thing is, you can. Amen. Amen. Is that you, Rob? I just heard a click in the line. If that's you coming back online, we're waiting for you. You can do the announcements for Purpose Kingdom, you know, and give the information and announcements for the rest of this week. And then we'll come back with the benediction and last word. All right. I think it might be something going on with the line, y'all, because I'm hearing, you know, the clicking in the background. I'm hearing things going on in on the line, but I'm not hearing his voice. So it must be something going on with the line. I see that I'm still connected to the radio station, but it might be a problem with the switchboard, you know. So we're not going to worry about it, you know. But Rob, if you do come on within the next minute, because I've told everyone that I wait till 8:45, you know, and if you do come on, you can just start talking, you know, because I was just planning to just move forward, close out in prayer, and go ahead and end the video. I just don't want to do that without at least trying to touch base with you one more time, you know, before we do that. You know, so being as though that I'm hearing some things, I'm hearing some clicking, Rob, going on in the background and some gaps of space or some white noise in the back, but I'm not hearing any sound or any voices. I'm not hearing if you're saying anything. I'm not hearing anything. You know, so... Okay. Y'all can hear him? I can't hear nothing. You know, and I got the phone right here. So, amen. So I don't know what the problem may be or going on, you know, with that. But what I'm going to do is we'll pray. God, we do thank you and we bless you. God, I don't know what's going on with the technical side of Purpose Kingdom. Okay. I'm not sure what's going on with the technical side of Purpose Kingdom, man. I thank you for Rob and whatever's happening, God. I pray that it be well with him, God, and I pray that even as we know that you're not the author of confusion. So, no problem. As long as y'all can hear me, you know, we're just going to close out. And like I said, if he comes in while I'm praying, then, you know, we'll move forward that way. But if he doesn't come in while we're praying, then we'll just go ahead and end after I'm praying, you know, and we'll see you on February the 7th. Like I had told you guys before, I'm going to try to bring it maybe every week, you know, Purpose Kingdom with Blog Talk. I'm only on the air every other week, but we might try to do some kind of tags or some short videos, you know, maybe like every week, every 4 or 5 days, something, maybe 5 minutes, 3 minutes here, 2 minutes there, 5, 10 minutes there, you know, in between. But other than that, you know, no problem. So, God, we do again thank you. You know, thank you for Rob. Thank you for Toy. You know, thank you for those that continue to work behind the scenes on Purpose Kingdom. I pray your blessings on their lives continually. And not just that you'll bless them, but God, you'll make them a blessing, even as you have, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the listeners, God, those that are listening and those that will listen and hear this video, God, that your anointing, God, that your presence, God, that your conviction power, Holy Spirit, that you would just have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would glorify yourself in Jesus' name. God, we pray for each listener, God, that you would give them ears to hear and a heart to respond, God, to what you said and what the Spirit is saying to the church. God, I pray, God, even over these airways, over Facebook, God, over the social media, over these airways, God, that your Spirit, again, would have the preeminence, even with all the things that we're seeing that are being posted all over the air, all over social media, God, on all types of platforms, God. But we pray, God, that your word, hallelujah, would penetrate to the darkest recesses, God, of the enemy's plans and the enemy's camps and the ambushments, God, of your word, God, with people clicking on the gospel that didn't mean to but hear a word, God, people that didn't know that they were clicking to a preaching video, God, but someone preached to them and they heard the gospel, God, and they were born again. God, we just pray. And we agree what your word says, that it will not come back to your void, but it will accomplish what you sent it out to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Rob, again, if you're there, you can go ahead and make the announcements. I got 8:49. You know, if Rob doesn't come in, I'm at 8:50. You know, I got 8:49, so we only got about a little less than 30 seconds. If he doesn't come in, we're just going to end the broadcast, you know, and hopefully I can call him back later and find out what happened. But for those that have tuned in, and bless you, Connie, and that have held on and hung in there with me, I appreciate you. Thank God for your prayers. You know, I want y'all to have a blessed evening, you know, on purpose. I know it's late, you know, but praise the Lord. You know, we thank God for you. God bless you. Have a great night.